I'm all for animal liberation, yeah, and the right to be a pig, because that's what it's all about.
Hello, you're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. Thank you for tuning in on this warm Tuesday evening in New York City, coming live from the Newtown Radio studios in the Danbro practice spaces in lovely Bushwick, Brooklyn, for a solid 1 hour edition of Crust Never Sleeps. Currently trying out the 1 hour thing. We've been doing 2 hours for about a year now here on the show, and seeing how we enjoy doing 1 hour. If you have any comments on that, please let us know what you think about changing up the format. You can do that at email me directly. This is your host, Deed Runley. You can reach me at deedrunlea@gmail.com. Shithawk Punks, that's punks with a K, .blogspot.com, facebook.com/crustneversleeps. All that good 21st century stuff. We started the show out with a few tracks by Formaldehyde Junkies, old-ish, well, I don't know why I'm saying old, fairly recent slash old Minneapolis band, Minneapolis being in the land of a million lakes out in Minnesota, and we played three songs off of their 2005 EP, Are a Total Wreck. We played Road Hazard, Poison Control, and Total Wreck. Following that, we played a couple tracks by Richmond, Virginia band Southside Stranglers off of their 2010 EP. We played Daddy's Worst Nightmare and Strangle You. And then we closed out that opening set with two songs by another current Minneapolis band, Wild Child, off of their 2011 demo. We played Just a Thought and The Date. Had a super, like, unexpectedly hectic last few hours. Not that hectic, but just a lot going on. Had a really good band practice here in the same building. And then I was chilling out with my boy, Matty V, sharing some love stories over a couple Genesee originals. Then I realized that I forgot the tape that I was going to air tonight, so ended up having to pound some beers kind of fast, and then hop on my bike, ride home. Got to see Snaves was around, David Dave, Ross, Amanda. Everyone was chilling out. I slammed a British meat pie, like, real quick while I was at home. Chugged a glass of water, came back. Snaves said he'd be streaming. Reminded me of that Pavement song. Been singing it ever since. Stopped streaming. And now I'm back here. So what I'm trying to say is that we got a tape here of an interview that I did with Avon Ladies out of Phoenix, Arizona. Did this interview, I want to say, like, late August, like maybe even like the last week of August, after their show at 538 Johnson. With the show was with Dawn of Humans, Nomos, and Bort Gang, and Avon Ladies. $5 last week of August, 538 Johnson. Awesome show. I got my second hair wrap in as many weeks that night. Got to do a good interview with Avon Ladies. And we're going to air that tonight. And I care so much about it that I rode my bike all the way home, even though I was here already and got it and came back. So if that's not dedication, I don't know what is. Avon Ladies has members of H100s, which is a OK band from Cleveland from back in the 1990s. Also members of Pigeon Religion, which is, in all honesty, like I've probably said this on the show before, probably like my favorite hardcore band of the last several years. Everything that they recorded, that I've heard. I'm sure there's stuff that they recorded that I haven't heard, but everything that I've heard of theirs, I fucking love. Saw them play twice, and it was fucking awesome. Uber memorable shows. The first time, really, just for the circumstances, and the second time for the performance. So I don't know. Hearings. Avon Ladies are really a rad band. If you haven't checked them out yet, that come from some rad bands. So stay tuned for that. We're going to play that after we play the next couple songs. May have heard that the Occupy Wall Street protesters were evicted out of their encampment at Zuccotti Square / Liberty Park at about 1 a.m. this morning. So about, 21 hours ago or something like that. Billionaire mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, citing public safety and sanitation reasons for evicting the protesters. If anyone's been down there in the last couple weeks, they started putting tents up and really hunkering down for the cold, I guess, over the last couple weeks. And it's become like much, it's actually like really changed the mood of stuff down there. In terms of it was, you know, pretty open and lively. And it actually, I felt like it was like significantly more subdued ever since the tents became basically the over-encompassing thing going on at that park. It pretty much took up the entire park. Anywho, got kicked out this morning about 1 a.m. Protesters kind of, I think around like, somewhere between 100 and 200 protesters ended up sticking around in the park, getting arrested, went to jail, and a lot of other people congregated in Foley Square, which is down the block right in front of the courthouse on Center Street. And then there was a big group of people up on 6th Avenue and Canal Street for a while today. I know that they clipped some chains and ended up going into a park for a while, or not a park, an empty lot owned by Trinity Church, downtown landlord. For a while, a bunch of people got arrested there, and then there was a bunch of more people down at Liberty Square again. Yada, yada, yada. Basically spent the day kind of sounds like running around Manhattan, try to find some place where there was a big group of people that could, peacefully assembly. From the looks of it, it looks like everyone's back in Liberty Square tonight within the last couple hours or last hour even. And there was a court ruling. There's a lot of, I don't honestly understand all of the court ruling stuff that happened today. It seemed very complicated. It sounded like there was an order not to evict the protesters, and it sounded like the city decided to not answer their faxes or telephones and didn't listen to that. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly looking on as the eviction was taking place. Bloomberg had a press announcement this morning saying that he was personally responsible for the order. Deputy Mayor is involved in writing the order to evict the protesters. Protesters brought them to court today. The city appealed it. Basically, the judge seems like they backpedaled from their initial stance of saying that they could stay. Then they said they could stay, but not with tents or sleeping bags or tarps. So now people are back in, I assume, without tents or sleeping bags or tarps for the time being. I mean, I think it's kind of a pretty silly distinction to say that you can get together with a mass of a couple hundred or a thousand people at once in a public space and be there at whatever times you want, but you can't be there if you, want to make sure that you're not like freezing cold or getting rained on. It's just a common sense sort of distinction that doesn't seem to make really any sense at all. I know a lot of people lost all their stuff today. Basically, sanitation workers and police officers came in and took a bunch of protesters' stuff, and sounds like they were throwing it out, but I guess it's in some sort of holding cell in Midtown. Long story short, Thursday, there's a big already planned community and labor march in support of Occupy Wall Street. I know that people who maybe listen to this show or listen to this type of music probably have mixed feelings about getting involved in something like that. But when it comes down to it, I think however punk you are, however like silly or dumb you think it is to get involved in stuff, when it comes down to it, there's a bunch of people who are advocating for changing how the system works and basically dismantling how the system works. And so, you know, if there's going to be, you know, thousands of people in downtown Manhattan on Thursday trying to support that with the power of people instead of the power of money, might as well come out and show your support as well. So Thursday evening, I think 5 or 6 p.m., there's going to be a big rally going on, a big march. And it would be great to see some more punks out there, because it's always good to see the punks throughout the protests and get involved. And really challenging how the whole thing goes down, if you will. Enough on that for one night, Thursday. Hope to see you there. And now we're going to get back to the tunes, starting off with Avon Ladies. We're going to play two tracks by them off of their new-ish EP on Katorga Works, based out of New York City, called Guns and Gold. We're going to play two tracks by them. Then we're going to hear the interview that we did with them a couple months ago. And then we're going to play a track by Pigeon Religion, two tracks by H100s, and meet you right back here after that. Thanks for tuning in. And this next one's called Hang 'em High by Avon Ladies. You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. We'll be right back.
Monday night, it's probably about, what, 12:30, 12:45 a.m.?
The witching hour.
It's the witching hour. Guys are saying all sorts of different terms for butts walking out the door. We're sitting down with Avon ladies at the kitchen table at 538 Johnson. Just played a show. Do you guys want to start out with your names, what you play in the band, and where you're originally from?
I'll be right back.
Varen Bun, Poopy Pants from Valhalla.
I'm Chris, originally from Cleveland, and I reside in Phoenix, Arizona.
What do you play?
Currently, I'm the vocalist.
I am Jess, and I am originally from Canada, and I live in Phoenix, and I play guitar.
And jazz, apparently, by his voice.
And what area of Canada are you from?
Alberta.
So, would you guys rather wake up tomorrow morning with, like, really, really saggy breasts or a really, really long tongue?
Well, since I'm a male, I would like to have a really long tongue, because if I had really long tits, I would probably be really disappointed about that. Yeah, at least with a long tongue, you can, like, lick snatch really good. That's not even something that I would normally say.
I don't even know how to answer that. I'll take both.
I'll take saggy tics because I like the way grandma looks in the morning.
Did you guys clear this interview with your manager?
We did not. We're probably in a lot of trouble for that
right
now.
Yeah, probably definitely going to get a lot of our money taken away from us.
I probably won't ever go on the air either. So, no one's going to hear this.
Yeah. So, do you guys think the world is going to end in 2012?
It better.
Fuck yeah.
It is. I believe everything that they say.
Yes.
If they say it, then I believe it.
We're all firm believers in the Mayan calendar. We actually, as a band, that's what we worship.
And
Lemmy's mold.
You'll understand it after our back masking that we did on our recording. It's all coded.
Yeah, if you play the record backwards, you'll hear some fucked up shit.
If you play it in December 2012, you'll hear a coded
December
message.
December 21st, 2012.
Which one do you have to play backwards?
The Guns Gold.
You
record.
Have to play them both backwards,
simultaneously.
You can't even play tapes backwards, though.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You guys figure it out.
Player.
Play it on like a 4-track player.
You have to do it with your finger,
like,
really fast.
Like, tapes anymore anyways. They all got the fucking digital download. You can do that in Windows Media Player.
Yeah, Shane. Player 10, Shane.
Don't listen to our tape. Listen to our 7-inch. Buy it. Katorga Works has it.
You want to talk about what's going on? You guys have two new releases, is that correct?
Yeah, we have another one coming out on Distort out of Australia. Daniel's doing it. He's a cool dude.
Should be out like mid-September, hopefully. It'll come with the zine. It'll be like a zine issue, like his other releases.
Which 7-inch is better?
I think they're both the same. I mean,
depends on what drugs you're on, honestly.
Yeah, for us, it's just like we play the songs anyways, so I don't think there's like one song that's better than the other, but there's definitely songs that we favor playing more than other certain songs. So.
And they're split evenly amongst the two records, so you have to buy both of them.
You may not see us play some of the songs on the record like that are on there, but we mix it up. We throw some of the demo songs in the live set.
So this is your last day of tour, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
How did it go?
It was great.
Hello out there.
Yeah. We did a lot of huffing. If you guys ever get some...
It's a VCR head cleaner and a bag, brown paper bag, and it's a good time.
And this Jeff other shit called Rush.
Rush.
Anal nitrate.
I know. It makes your a-hole, like, get wider.
Those out there know what I'm talking about. Anal nitrate.
Where do you find Rush?
You can get it at your local adult mart.
Adult boutique.
I heard you guys beat up Rational Animals last night.
It was like a week ago. It wasn't last night.
Yeah, our drummer, Roger, put the guy in the hospital in intensive care. So,
and shave like half the band's head so they all don't have stupid long hair anymore.
The band came out on stage garnishing a huge Confederate flag and they got their asses kicked.
So that happened before the shaved heads? The Confederate flag?
Yes. Yes.
Sure.
Take this interview with a grain of salt, please.
So, you guys been to New York City before? You hung out here much?
Today's my first time being here.
I think Jessica has been out here before.
I have been out here before.
I made some trips out here several times.
Did you guys do anything fun in New York today? Did you have time to hang out at all?
Yeah, We
left the lights on in our van and killed our battery. That was pretty fun. I walked around and couldn't find a single fucking place in the city that would take my ATM card for food, and that was cool. I still haven't fucking ate. We got stuck in traffic. It smells horrible. Like, I don't know what's down the street from here, but I swear to God, it smells like... Have you ever been to Phoenix in July? Like, the fat people smell like what that place down the street from here smells like.
It smells like a dead whale's effing a-hole.
It smells like liquid ass, honestly.
It smells like a jaguar's sea-sucking effing a-hole.
It's expanded more than it usually has. Is that right, Vinny? Isn't it usually just, like, up the block the one way, but now it's the other way down the block?
That garbage, like, waste management owns, like, multiple blocks. And they have, like, the sprinklers going, like, on the outside to keep the fumes down. In the summer, so that's why you always see the sprinklers, or whatever. But right here on Harrison, that's like a meat, like Chinese meat place.
And it smells like fish, kind of.
It smells awful. And that.
Well, we watched the dump truck come out of the service garage and like, incline the back of the whatever you call it, like the crusher thing that smashes the garbage down,
and
just
the gutters
on this brown like shit water just came dripping out. They're gonna get dysentery for sure.
I know. And they should film it. Hand it to me and I was like, go fuck yourself.
They're gonna get Ebola on their backs.
They're gonna get prolapsed anuses from how much fucking diarrhea that's gonna be coming out of their assholes.
How much is your radio show like safe harbor? Like, is it?
Yeah, it's all on the internet, so you can say whatever you want. Sweet. I don't even have to go back and bleep anything out.
Cool.
So, swear away.
Fuck. Tits?
Phoenix is like a really big city, huh?
Not really. It's like a big strip mall.
It's pretty sprawling. They say there's like 3 million people plus.
No, it's like 5 million people. Yeah. We're like the fifth biggest city. Well, no, we're the sixth biggest city in the country.
Every day is a struggle to survive.
Yeah, the sun melts your fucking brain.
It's great.
The
every
cops
day
are oppressive. Sheriff Joe Arpaio makes you eat bologna made from emus and fucking wear pink underwear.
I just want to say fuck those people in Darfur. They think they got it hard. They don't even know what it's like.
Is there fun stuff to do in the town at all?
No.
Wander out into the desert and take as much psychedelic drugs as you can.
Yeah, well, there's that. But that's not in town.
Yeah, the skateboarding's good. It's like...
If you like
from living, growing up on the Great Lakes.
Gay.
Yeah, that too. Well, it is gay now, but for the hardcore people, it's still good.
Chris has a lot of tall tees and flat bill caps that he likes to wear when he's not around all of us.
Yeah, skinny jeans. Awesome. I wear Supra high tops, like the extra high
sky
ones.
Sky highs, the Chad Muska sky highs.
No, but seriously, growing up on the Great Lakes where it's shitty weather all the time, overcast and snowing, it's like being on vacation every day for me. For these guys, they probably want to kill
themselves.
I'm moving
to Cleveland, by the way. I loved it. I don't know what you're talking
about.
He's
getting a job at Now That's Class.
Yeah, I'm gonna clean up the diarrhea.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
over. That's classy.
And Jess is starting a band in Guyana, Jonestown. He's dug up Jim Jones' skeleton and fucked it.
It's great.
Do you guys enjoy the punk scene in Phoenix? Anything good going on out there?
No. We are the only thing that's going on out there. The only thing that matters from Phoenix is Avon Ladies.
There's I don't know. There's not much going on, but There are some definitely wackos out desert.
There's our drummer's in another band called Gay Kiss.
Weirdos.
And they're weirdos, and they play heavy, fast shit, and they're pretty cool. I don't know. There's another band called Elders that me and Jess are in that's all right. It's like
very underrated band.
The probably the best band to ever come out of Phoenix, though, is Mr. Wax.
I disagree with that. I have to say that it would be a better band. Neil Hamburger killed Mr. Wax. So.
We love Strohs.
I guess he is from
Phoenix. We do love Strohs.
He thought it was Saint Rose, Maria. He thought that this was Saint Rose instead of Strohs.
Not tonight, though. But the first time I had it, I thought it was St. Rose. I ordered at the bar, and she was like, excuse me?
It's so funny, because all night long, people have been trying to go into your cooler and get the fucking beers out, and they're, like, pulling out Strohs, and I was like, those are Chris's. You can't have those. You have to have a black label. Like, those are not yours.
Also, one that has a Strohs tattoo on his wrist.
Yeah, Strohs before bros before hoes.
And it's spelled wrong, too.
I was like, you can't have the Strohs. They're Chris's. And they put them back, like, very, like, oh, okay, oops, sorry.
Chris is not one to fuck with.
What's going to happen if they steal your Strohs?
Oh, they're you don't even want to see the people who've done that.
They're going to get Frenched. That's what's going to happen.
Chris really likes to, he's really into sounding people.
Shut up, dude. I just found out what that was the other day. I was like, Jesus Christ, you don't fucking do that?
I'm not familiar. Could you expand on that?
Something about shoving
sounding up. Is... People like to stick different gauge rods into their dick hole and
into their
cock hole.
Chris, I don't think that's okay.
And Chris doesn't like doing it.
He caught him doing it last night.
You know, he was administering it to our drummer
bullshit.
Roger.
I call your bullshit.
Which is fine. They can do whatever they want. I mean, we're supportive of that kind of thing.
Expanding your pee hole—that's a really weird thing.
No, I have not done that.
No, he didn't. He likes sounding other people. He doesn't do it to himself.
Why is it called sounding?
Because
it sounds.
Because you go ooh when it goes up your fucking urethra.
Were you guys fans of the Phoenix Suns changing their jersey to Los Suns?
I thought that was awesome. It pissed everybody off.
Yeah, it pissed everyone off. But
Jan Brewer got so pissed and like actually made a public statement saying they weren't allowed to like do that
Jan
anymore.
Brewer's I thought a cunt it was cool. That as should shit. Rot in hell. I
She's
want my fucking legal weed. You cunt.
She's
kind of
hot.
I thought it was funny when that Democrat from Tucson got shot.
Yeah, fucking war. She's a fucking war criminal, Gabrielle Giffords. You fucktard. I'm glad you got shot in the fucking head. The news story should have been about the 9-year-old little girl that got killed, not your fucking war criminal ass, you fucking cunt.
The best thing about Phoenix is who were those guys that were doing like the drive-by, random like
Dale Houser,
the baseline killer.
Well, that's different. Baseline killer was just raping and killing. There's this dude, Dale Houser, and another guy. You can look it up. They were going around just shooting dogs and horses and people, just driving around. I got arrested. A day after Houser got arrested, when I was being processed, they brought him down with the fucking Sheriff Joe SWAT team with like shotguns to his head, like fingerprinting him and shit, and just like fucked with him. It was really funny. But yeah, that's totally besides the point.
Are you guys
in the desert? A lot of bodies.
A lot of bodies
to fill them.
Also, rots. The desert rots people faster. Like fucking Gator and like that girl in the desert, like. That rotted like in a week, and like they couldn't even identify her. He shouldn't have even admitted that he did that.
Checkmate, bitch. Your dick, my mouth. I mean, what?
Are you guys gonna vote in the recall election of State Senator Russell Pierce, author of Arizona SB 1070?
We don't live in his district, so.
I'm not an American citizen.
He's a fucking foreigner. And
I'm an illegal immigrant.
You're Canadian.
He's an illegal immigrant, actually. He smuggles maple syrup into the country illegally.
In hockey sticks.
He's actually hockey royalty, but we won't talk about that.
Jess is an ex-pro hockey player.
You look like hockey royalty with that hair.
He was trained by the Hansen brothers. That's all I'm going to say.
Have you been stopped before?
Stopped.
For your immigration status?
Oh, no, I'm white. I don't deal with that shit.
It's called racial profiling.
Do they not have?
Stop the people who are citizens who are brown, though. Yeah, I don't get.
They'll
I don't get.
I do. They'll stop and kick the shit out of you.
The 1070 thing is total bullshit, though, for real.
Yeah, but bands boycotting Arizona because of 1070 are fucking bullshit too.
Yeah, no. Not him, because you were friendly.
Wait, elaborate on that. What is the 1070 racial profiling, stopping bands?
They're trying to, like, profile Mexicans and, like, basically get them out of Arizona.
It allows police...
Right.
Well, it allows police to... Police aren't supposed to ask for your immigration papers, and they're allowed to ask for your papers, like, basically, like the Gestapo.
They're allowed to legally pull you over.
There are your papers.
There are your papers.
Until they say it.
You little brown man, I want your fucking papers. But, yeah, it's fucked up.
This is a threat. We're terrorists. We laughed when 9/11 blew up.
9/11 was an inside job.
Take this as a threat.
So could you guys think off the top of your head what's been the best show that you've played with any band, you know, current or past?
Band practice?
Yeah, band practice.
This tour, Vile Gash.
Vile Gash
tour
rules.
So heavy. Everybody.
Manipulation.
Organized Sports.
Organized
killed
Sports.
It.
The Ruiners. Who else do we play with? Nomos.
Yeah, Nomos were sick. Oh, yeah, Manipulation.
Nomos. Nomos was pretty good, Mike.
Nee.
Nomos ripped it up the last three nights in a row.
They're effing sea sucking.
This is how good they are. Yeah, they were playing, and their guitar or their bass cab spontaneously combusted into flames.
He was ripping his axe so hard that it went up in flames.
Wait, what about watching that band Through the Skylight that had the paint on them with the fucking beer can taped to his dick?
What else we play with? Divine Right, The Outs.
Salvation.
This all the bands here in New York were really killer. It's just sick and fucking so much energy and violence. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Do you like falling on your drum kit?
Being tackled through the
drum kit. I like seeing someone's head almost get completely squashed by a cinder block in Cleveland. I honestly, legitimately, is the only time I've ever seen at a show where I actually thought someone just died. And like the four people next to me all thought the same thing.
There's blood all over the stage. There's bloody cigarettes on the ground.
You should have seen Cleveland 15 years ago. Like, fucking people jumping off the stage with knives and stabbing fucking skinheads. Like, that sums up, like, Ohio very much so. Like, fireworks, knives,
bring
terror.
Them shows.
Bring them all the shows.
Every show.
Guns.
Bring a dirty bomb.
A dirty bomb.
People from Cleveland don't fight with guns. They fight with their fists.
Shit.
Knives are very rare.
We're from the Wild West, honey. We can carry guns.
We're in frontier land. We got fucking six shooters.
You don't even have to register
our guns.
You
don't have to register. You pay cash, no ID, go into any gun shop, and you
got
yourself
by the way,
a machine gun.
You just have to go take the, like...
No. You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything.
Our guitar player, Jess, his phone number, 602... He has a fucking stock load of guns in his apartment.
Yeah, he'll kill you.
Unregistered.
I'll hook you up. Come to Phoenix.
The acetate.
Gun runner.
No.
Running gun runner.
When's the last time you guys did ice?
Never done ice.
What's ice?
Since we've been in Phoenix, probably. You can't get that shit
like
out here.
Like 4 hours ago.
Oh, Chris.
Methamphetamine.
Cooked down meth.
Oh, Chris.
Actually, I've done meth one time, and it was... It was fucked up because it was supposed to be the first time I was doing coke, and the kid lied to me, and it was fucked up.
And then you were up for like 8 days.
Yeah, and I could, like, I talked way too much and lost my voice.
If anyone out there can score us some ice, look up our band info and send it to us in the mail.
Yeah, ice, LSD, peyote, anal nitrate.
What's anal nitrate?
Maximum impact.
VCR cleaner. Huff that shit.
What shows you guys have coming up? Any upcoming shows?
Playing with the Men and Milk Music.
Oh yeah.
Back in Phoenix and.
It's our next show. It's gonna be our technical show? Record release show.
And playing with Hoax. In like a month or so.
For real.
And Neocons. And then we're playing a fest with a bunch of crusters that we don't care about.
Pittsburgh style.
If you don't like American hardcore, we don't care about you.
I hate American hardcore.
I like American hardcore, but
like
from like 1980 to like
1988.
Chris only likes 90s hardcore.
Yeah, I only like hardcore from 1989 to 1996.
Actually, circa 1978.
Yeah, see? So how do we find out more about what's going on with Avon Ladies?
Just look for the releases, the upcoming releases on Distort, and
we have a website.
The current release on Katorga.
We don't have a website.
Maximum Rock and Roll.
We kind of have a
website. 8 websites.
Oh yeah, we have
400 MySpace pages. We're competing with Lil B for most MySpace pages.
Maximum Rock and Roll.
I'm Paris Hilton.
So
gross.
Last comments, shout outs, or fuck yous?
Sounded like a dick slap.
Not really.
Well, shout out definitely to our main guitar player, Mikey, who slipped a disc in his back before our first show, still flew out, played our first show, was going to try and stick it out for as much as he could, but our van has no seats in it and has a shitty couch just thrown in the back. And it wasn't great on his back that was essentially broken, so he had to fly home. So we've only been playing with one guitar player, but...
Gerald Biggs, guy who recorded us. He
lives in Vancouver.
Lives in Vancouver now. If you're in Vancouver, go through him.
I'd like to thank our limo driver and...
Paul Schlachter. our merch girl, Leah DeWitt. DeWitt.
So how long does it take you to edit all this stuff down?
No time at all.
Oh, Jesus.
Only 10 words.
Yeah.
Yep.
And all the Cleveland love that you got.
We don't have much to say. We let our music do it for us. Yeah.
All right, we're sitting with Avon Ladies. You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
You're the one to me. Well, that's all the Parma assholes. Only kids still hell-bent and causing trouble, not giving a fuck how it comes off to the rest of the scene.
These kids are wild.
These kids are flippy, even.
You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. We started that set off with Hang 'em High by Avon Ladies and Quality Programming by Avon Ladies. Both of those off of their Guns and Gold 7-inch coming out this year on Katorga Works Records. Then we played an interview with Avon Ladies that we did in New York City at 538 Johnson Avenue, apartment number 201, at the kitchen table there on a Monday night in late August. Thanks very much to those guys for doing the interview and whoever else, people who live there for letting us sit down at the kitchen table, whoever set up the show. I think Amelia might have done that one. And good times. So after that, we aired a track by Pigeon Religion, Crystallized Meth, and then a track by H100's Knock Your Teeth Out, Crystallized Meth, coming off of that that's the title track off of that EP, 2009. I don't know if you call that a title track. I guess the single of that EP. And then we played a track off of Live in Cleveland, 1995 by H100s. Want to do a quick After Dark concert listing over the next couple days. Some good stuff going on in New York City. Hardcore Gig, volume number 181. Damn, that's a lot of shows. This one is tomorrow night, November 16th, 8 p.m., 21 plus at St. Vitus in Greenpoint with The Men. Total Control on tour from Australia. Awesome, synth punk band. Members of Eddie Current's Pressure Ring, Straight Jacket Nation, UV Race, all those fucking bands. I think UV Race. I'm not positive on that one, but I think so. Nude Beach and Kicking Spit. Again, that's tomorrow night at St. Vitus. Thursday, November 17th at 285 Kent Avenue. The OCs are in town. They're playing with Total Control, who they're on tour with, Doomsday Student, and The Beats at 285 Kent Avenue in South Williamsburg, 8 p.m., $10 in advance, $12 at the door, all ages show. Friday, November 18th, 8 p.m. at 486 Metropolitan, prom gig number 3 with Dry Spell from Virginia. And Goosebumps, more to be announced, ? I think that one's $5. Then the OCs and Total Control are playing at La Poisson Rouge in the Village, November 18th. That's Friday, 7 p.m., $10, 18 plus. Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Akron is Grudges, Sick Fix, Coke Bust, and Masakari. Sunday, November 20th, 3 p.m. at Don Pedro's is Maris's birthday show with cult favorite Porsches, 11 a.m. The Shakes, We Are Not For Them, and Diapers. That's some stuff going on the next couple days. That Maris's birthday show is free, I believe, so come spend your Saturday, Sunday afternoon there. Probably have a football game on and everything, so no excuses. Go help out with the movement, keeping it real down at Occupy Wall Street Thursday. Big march to support the protesters there, and couldn't be better timing from the Bloomberg administration. We got a big march planned already a couple days after they decided to kick him out of the park. So it hasn't been more urgent to go show your support in the last 2 months. If you've been there, go again. If you haven't been there, it's a great time to start. Thank you for tuning in to Cross Network Sleeps here on Newtown Radio, coming at you every Thursday. We've been trying a one-hour block this week. Who knows if we'll stick with the one-hour block. Maybe we'll go back to the two-hour block. If you got an opinion on that, let us know. Deed Runley, that's DeedRunlea at gmail.com. Shithawkpunks.blogspot.com. That's punks with a K. Facebook.com/CrossNeverSleeps. It's been great spending this Tuesday evening with you, as always. Really felt like we came together this time. So we'll see you next week. Same time, same place here on Cross Network Sleeps, Newtown Radio. We're going to close it out with a Neil Young song like we always do. This one's live in 1974 called Green Sleeves. And stay classy out there, Brooklyn. Cross Network Sleeps, Newtown Radio.
Discourteously, as I have loved you so long, delighting in your company. Green sleeves was all my joy. Green sleeves was my delight. Green sleeves was my heart. Sitting coffee houses when I was younger, you know, and look at all these folk singers up there in the street. Come on, someone sing fast.
This is Newtown Radio. What are you waiting?